You know, I really wanted to roast marshmallows tonight.
So did I.
I really wanted to go to the grocery store and buy some Hershey's chocolate squares, some marshmallows, get a little fire bonfire going and roast them and make some s'mores with some graham crackers.
Why didn't you?
It's a good question. Well, we don't have a bonfire here. That's the thing.
I feel like a bonfire in the studio would be a little dangerous. But to get us in the mood, we dimmed the lights all the way down.
We did.
It's night. Mm-hmm. And it's quiet.
It is quiet.
It's dark.
It is dark.
Are we setting the mood?
I feel cozy.
I feel cozy too. After you hear these stories, you may not feel so cozy.
Well, okay, so Halloween is coming up in less than 2 weeks, and we were trying to talk about what is Radio Flyer going to be like. And by the way, my name is Freddie Rivera. Welcome to Radio Flyer. Live in the studio, we have the one and only, all the way from the next city over.
All the way.
Michelle Zuno, everybody. And then, of course, live from Hacienda Heights / Whittier / we don't really know where Producer Ruben lives.
Everywhere. A little bit of everywhere.
A little bit of everywhere. Give it up for Producer Ruben.
He always makes it.
Everyone loves a good ghost story, right?
Yeah.
Camp around the fire. You got your blankets. You got your good friends. It's nighttime. It's the middle of the night. You can see the stars out in Big Bear. And it's cold outside. It's kind of scary because you don't know what lurks beyond your little cabin, front yard or backyard, wherever you guys are at.
Exactly.
I've always been the guy, and I'm gonna turn the spotlight to you guys in just a minute, but I've always wanted to relate to everybody who's seen a ghost or seen this or seen that. But the truth is, I haven't. I don't think I've ever seen a ghost. And here's my thing. If I have as a kid, because you know how they say kids can sometimes like see beyond what adults can?
True.
But I can't recall. I haven't seen. And this is by far not an invitation to any ghost to start appearing in my life, because that's what
like,
I don't want.
I feel like he's asking them to talk to him. So if you're listening.
No. No.
He wants you to pull his feet later when he's asleep.
No.
Anyway.
But
isn't that always something when you're scared? Like a blanket is your safety?
Yes.
And how is that really going to protect you from anything, but it makes you feel so safe?
No. I know. So I've known both of you guys for a long time. I've known Producer Ruben for a long time. I know Michelle Zuna for a long time. And I know you guys have talked about experiencing ghosts in the past.
Yeah.
I want to start with Producer Ruben, because we're going to go back to your childhood, because you knew somebody that had a talent, right? A gift.
Yeah, to talk with the dead. Just like in the Sixth Sense, the little boy used to say, I talk to dead people. Well, she did the same thing.
Mm-hmm. How young were you?
From 6 on up.
Wow.
No kidding.
All the way to my late teens, adult.
How did you meet this person?
I don't want to say too much about this person.
Was she your age?
Yeah.
Okay.
So you guys were the same age.
Yeah. So she used to just randomly talk about, hey, Ruben, you know, this, they're saying this, they're saying that. Yeah.
How did she
advice throughout my life.
Just like what kind of advice? Like generic life advice?
Just generic. Oh, watch out for this, watch out for that.
But you guys are 6 though, right? So at 6 years old, like how do you know?
Like I would be thinking she was talking to an imaginary friend if I was 6.
Right.
How do you know she was talking to someone? When did you comprehend that she was talking to something that was real and not made up?
When we got in our early teens, she started really going out. I mean, like talking to more.
Talking to more what?
More, I guess, spirits, ghosts.
Would she tell you this?
Was she what?
Would she tell you this, that she was doing that?
Yeah, that they send her a message. Oh, they send me this message that this and that. I guess we're not supposed to. I'm just guessing we're not supposed to know if you maybe get help from somebody or one approaches you. Right. You're not supposed to know it's a guardian, I guess, or a spirit. Or basically, she said you got to be careful who
let in.
Yeah, exactly. Just like regular, when you meet regular people, you don't know what their intentions are. They could be good people really helping you out. They could be people who are really who want to rob you. I mean, you just.
Tell me more. I want. What else did you learn? What else did you learn?
You know that Roswell story?
Yeah.
I asked, can you tell me that Roswell story? Is it true?
So let me recap for you guys. The Roswell story is back in the 1940s or 50s, right?
Yeah.
And there was allegedly a UFO that crash landed in the desert of New Mexico, and the U.S. tried to cover it up, say it was a weather balloon. But others are saying it's a UFO, or, you know, saying that Russia was spying at the time, or whatever the case may be. But it's gone down in history as one of the most
unexplained
yeah, unexplained and popular UFO stories of all time.
Cover up.
Area 51.
Anyway, so there's a lot of speculation on it. You can Google it and spend literally hours and go into that rabbit hole. But back to producer Ruben, so go ahead.
She tells me this story about this alien who crash landed, or the spaceship that crashed, or had like mechanical, I don't know, I want to, because I don't know how the UFOs work, but I'll just say, you know, it broke down.
The
transmission went out.
They didn't have a good mechanic aftermarket parts, yeah. For sure.
It came down to auto parts. Yeah. So they landed, right? They started wandering off from their spaceship. And I guess the government saw them. So like, run, get back. Go back in the spaceship. We got to get out of here. Take off. And they ran, except for one. One didn't make it. He stayed behind. It stayed behind. She stayed. I don't know exactly, you know, what it is. I'm just going to say it's a little E.T., like in the movie E.T. Mm-hmm. So they capture this little E.T., the government. They take off, but they're maneuvering nearby because they're hoping maybe they can get the little guy back.
Well, they say that Roswell itself is like a some kind of breeding ground for aliens, or is like something attracts them there. Wherever that center is there in Roswell is like multiple sightings over the years, not one UFO sighting.
Yeah.
Maybe it could have been a safe place to land back in the day for them.
Yeah, I mean, it was kind of an open rural area, yeah. Right? So
away from people. And I go, how do you know this? She told me, when she gets in her stories, I mean, she really, it looks like she's living the part,
yeah.
When she's telling me, you know, the details when I ask her questions. And she said, well, they put him on the table and they started to examine him. And they started taking pictures and they were like, you know, cutting him up a little bit and taking blood. And later, the alien died after they took the blood. Huh. And I go, how do you know all this is going on if you're, you know, up in the air and you're a UFO and he's underground, who knows where, being studied? Because he was communicating to us telepathically.
Huh. I kind of feel like they're like us, that they look different from each other. They're not all one race of people that look exactly the same, the big head with big eyes. But I have heard of it described that way, kind of they look like they're in human form, but their head is different. They have like a big head and kind of different shape. And people who I've seen or claim to have been abducted have the same kind of description of people and what happens to them.
Oh, and by the way, she also mentioned that there's good aliens and bad aliens.
Oh, I bet.
Yeah, just like people.
Now, when she was telling you aliens, is it a spiritual thing or is it a very physical thing?
This is physical, the story she's telling me.
And and from what you gathered, are these aliens not from within the Earth, but from...
Oh, yeah, of course.
Somewhere else.
From another planet, another world. Way, way advanced, ahead of our time.
Right.
And by the way, they're monitoring us.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the this world.
Yeah.
Not just us, the whole world.
Right.
But anyway, that's another story also in itself. But so she said the alien died. And I go, why? Did they kill him or... What happened? What did they do to him? No, because the blood that they took out from him was the perfect amount they needed to stay alive. And if you take blood away from us, it creates an imbalance and we'll die.
Almost like us. They take enough of our blood away.
We can donate blood and we'll still be okay. On them, on the other hand, they cannot do that. Mm-hmm. They need every little drop that they have. And a lot of little stories like that off and on.
So from what I'm hearing from producer Ruben is, since you were 6 years old, grew up with a friend who's had this quote-unquote sixth sense, who's able to speak to...
Telepathically.
The spiritual world telepathically, right? Mm-hmm. Tells you about aliens. She tells you, you know, hey, Ruben...
Because I asked. Anything I asked...
Because you were curious about the Roswell incident.
Yeah.
And she tells you a similar incident that happened where a UFO crash-landed in Roswell, New Mexico... The government was able to capture one of the aliens as they were running back to the UFO. The two got away. They took the one they caught back to examine the body. They take blood out just enough, which is too much, to kill it. Mm-hmm. What else does she... Did she tell anything
actually,
else?
There was another alien who actually came through her and started speaking the alien language.
What do you mean?
To you?
To me. And I'm like, I didn't understand.
What did it sound like?
How can I describe it? It was like super, like falsetto. You know what falsetto
is?
The voice?
Like Justin Timberlake, right? Justin, wow! That?
But believe it or not, higher than that.
Like the Mariah Carey octave?
Yeah, I guess, yeah. She's but it was just super high. It sounded like a cat.
Out of all the information that she told you about aliens and UFOs, what do you gather when you take everything that she's told you and as you've grown up, what is your take on all of it?
Michelle and I were like talking about this earlier, and she also believes in that too. And then you were mentioning that, you know, people here are ignorant to not think out of the box that there could be possibly other worlds, other people and other planets. And yeah, I just totally believed, and I always believe, and I still believe.
I have a question. The U.S. government, the Pentagon, went on record this year, 2020, admitting that UFOs are real. I guess my first question is, why now in 2020, now that all this craziness is going on? And what do you think is about to happen? Because I feel like we're on the brink of something.
They are preparing to come here. They didn't say when. And it's on the works. She didn't give me too much detail, but one day they will show up.
And do you think that the government is either A, knowing about this, or B, working with them?
Because the ones that came over actually talking to the government or was trying to communicate with the government was trying to actually help. But then again, there's other ones that are evil.
Right.
So there's other ones that you cannot trust. So I guess it's a 50-50. You don't know what their intentions are.
But you think that the government is in talks with them currently. And is that part of the reason why they have gone on record this year in 2020 saying there are UFOs? And they picked this time in particular because we're on the brink of what Michelle said.
Maybe they already showed up. I mean, there's like YouTube videos everywhere. It's just hard to figure out which one are the real ones because there's a lot of it looks, you know, like it's made up, but some of them could be true.
Well, you hear all those, they have all those alien stories now and conspiracy stories on Netflix, on all that stuff now, and they're so interesting. It can't be a folk tale. There's so many stories and details and proof.
There's too much in common.
Yeah, it's not
over
like
too many years.
It's not like La Llorona or something where it's a folk tale that's
Bigfoot
centered in one little town and only Mexican people maybe know about it.
Yeah.
It's like aliens are worldwide, universally known, and there's so many pictures of them, eyewitnesses of them, that it can't just be a Photoshop at this point.
It
can't be.
Even pilots have seen them, gone on record. When they show the movement of the UFOs, it completely defies physics. It completely defies physics.
I've heard footage from a podcast that was somebody like in the military, and they were like, something's happening. There's something. I see something. And you could hear it live of something else channeling in. And they still have it for like the 40s or 50s. And they still have a clip, an audio clip of the radio of something communicating with this guy. And then he was like never seen again. And it was crazy. It was like distorted. His voice got distorted. Everything got distorted. I'll have to find the podcast so I can let you guys listen to it. It's so weird.
There's this one thing she told me. You know how when we send astronauts in space and they have to go through the atmosphere, and that atmosphere is the most dangerous part because the spaceship could catch on fire.
Yeah.
They have something similar in space that they have to go through. They just called it the points. I don't understand any of that. They just told me, we have to go through this point, and once we get through that point, then we're okay. Yeah, so they must travel really, really far, I don't know, to wherever this point is. And I remember I met this one guy in Pasadena one time near Caltech.
I DJed at Caltech before.
Yeah, they're like the super smart kids there. And I was having lunch in that area, and I happened to be near a kid who was talking about, you know, we just like clicked and we started talking, and he was talking about this point. We got into the subject of UFOs. because he believed in it too. He was just like out there, you know, talking about it freely. And he was talking, oh, you know, there's this part in space where it's like a hard gravity point, I guess. I don't know that, you know, if you can go through that point. It's kind of dangerous if you go through that point. So, and then it brought, hey, that's what she told me years ago about this simp. I guess this point really exists in space somewhere. I don't know if it's maybe the black hole when they go inside.
That's what I was thinking.
It could be that, or it could be like a dimension, like you said, a door earlier.
A portal.
I never really, because since I didn't understand it, I didn't really ask too many questions about it.
The question why, from what I'm gathering from you, Producer Ruben, is that there is expectation that they're coming back. Michelle, you said this. They're coming back. They're returning to Earth, or they're going to come back to Earth to do something. For something, for some reason.
Actually, they come often, more than you think. We just don't know. But he mentioned about a big.
Yeah, something big.
Something really big happening. Big invasion. Or I don't know. Maybe they're going to say hi, or who knows?
It would be 2020 because it's, weird.
But that's one of those years. That's why everybody wants to know. Great, but why 2020? Why lay this upon us when everything else is happening this year?
Maybe it has something to do astrologically with the everything. Calendar, with the time of the planets aligning, the shift of the, you know, the position of the moon, the sun, the planets in a certain position.
They didn't tell me what year. They just...
What do you think they're coming back for? What do you think in your gut feeling might happen?
Intervene
with...
I don't know.
I've heard two different things, and I don't know which one is true. I've heard one that they were going to come to try to take over because apparently we're not doing a great job. And or I've heard that they are coming to live as one, like among us as one, trying to be, trying to merge worlds into one.
Both are true.
I've heard both.
Actually, they already are entering on some, I guess, you know, stuff that we are doing. What was the second thing you said?
There's this other one that I heard that they were coming to try to integrate in and to be one with us and like come and try to work with us and share their knowledge of what they know and their stuff and have us share what we know and what.
With that theory, what do they benefit from us, though?
I don't know. Maybe they just want to teach us. It could be that they just want to share.
Just help.
Yeah, I mean, like maybe we're physically stronger. They're mentally stronger. So together, it's like a.
Is it also because we've been destroying the planet for such a long time now?
Could be.
I think so.
Could be.
You keep saying that.
They're already here.
Living among us. And I go, really? They're already here? I go, what do they look like? He goes, they basically look the same as you. Like
that's
humans.
What I keep hearing. They're like us. They have a human form.
So we wouldn't be able to tell.
Did you ever hear that story of ex-President Barack Obama's security guard?
What happened?
There's video that the guy is superhuman. There's a video of his hand. It looks like a fake arm, but it's real. And they're saying that a lot of the presidents use these guys for security and intelligence. And it's like you said, it's already been happening.
Like they sense sting things before they happen. So they're more, better security than.
Yes.
Could be. I wouldn't doubt it.
Look at this video that's sweeping the internet. It's the inauguration parade held in Washington last week. Check out the Secret Service agent. His hand isn't moving. To some observers, it seems to be a prosthetic hand.
Kinda known
as a tactical fake arm. Is it possible that his real hand is holding a gun tucked inside his coat? That's what some are saying. However, some people are debunking the theory, citing moments like this, when the agent appears to move his hands and later closes the limousine door. His fingers are clearly moving.
Oh, wow. That's cool.
Right?
It kind of did look like a huge hand.
Right.
His head was a little bit bigger than normal.
It kind of did look like a huge hand.
Yeah, he looked tall.
He looked different, just kind of a different kind of person anyway.
I wouldn't doubt if there's already some of them in government or have been in government for many years.
Mm-hmm. I'd be excited to hear more.
Producer Ruben, are you an alien?
Maybe he is.
Check my blood. Make sure it's not green.
He's making the lights flicker. And we can't take your blood. You'll die.
Okay, so
can't check your blood.
I want to move on to Michelle Zuno because Michelle Zuno has something interesting. But before I get into that, producer Ruben, it was so, and Michelle, I don't know if you're with me on this one, but bizarre and interesting to talk to you about this. And just hearing Ruben's stories makes me believe at this point that you know a lot more than you're saying.
I remember one time, Freddie, when we were in the, I heard so much verbally about the UFOs, the spacecrafts, and I was trying to get a tour, actually. It never happened.
Where Eric 51?
It'll pick me up. You know, I keep hearing these stories about being abducted. You know,
yeah, you're like,
don't abduct me. Just give me a tour.
Beat me up, Scotty.
Yeah. I did actually request it, but it never happened.
Are you serious?
Yes, I did. Hmm. But I guess he didn't have the authority.
Ruben, you have giant balls, let me tell you.
He tries to weasel his way in. He's kind of like you. Sneaking in.
And it never happened. I do actually think about them every day. Mm-hmm. And I try to remember all the things we talked about. And, you know, stuff that's happening now is stuff they told me years ago. Mm-hmm. Stuff that they were working on, I'm seeing the results now of stuff that they started. Because they actually are helping us in a way that we just can't imagine. Mm-hmm. But same as guardian angels, similar. Talk to them again. I'll probably have a whole bunch of set of questions this time.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was fun, interesting, and who knows? Maybe they might come back.
Producer Ruben, that was amazing to hear. On the same topic, Michelle, what do you have? Because I'm curious. I know you have.
You know, actually, when you went out of the studio, Michelle and I were talking about this before. You know. You came in, and then I was like, wow, Michelle, I didn't know you knew about that, too. Wow. You know, when somebody else knows the same stories or you hear, you're right. Mm-hmm. You know, I know that, too. It's just like you feel comfortable talking to them about it.
Yeah. Then you can bounce ideas off of each other.
Right.
I've never seen one like you and me. I've never seen, like, an apparition. I always think I see stuff out of the corner of my eye.
Like Ghostbusters, I see Slimer.
Exactly.
But I know something's happened at your house, though, your current house that you live in right now, right? It happens in the bedroom in particular, because you've told me this story before.
I know, and it's so weird that whatever ghost is in my, it's not even in my house. The ghost follows me wherever I go. I have a ghost that follows me at home, and a lot of times when Damon and I are home, my room is above my kitchen. So when we're in the kitchen.
Does Damon believe?
Oh, yeah. When we're in the kitchen, sometimes we both stop and we both look up like this and we're like, because we could hear somebody like walk across my room.
The floor.
My old roommate used to tell me like I'd be in the shower and I could hear somebody knock at the door and like, oh, Michelle, come in. She'd turn off the shower, come in. And she's like, nobody was there. And someone physically knocked hard on my on my bathroom door. She's like, I'm leaving until you get home. Bye. Like, she would text me, I'm leaving. I'm leaving the house right now. I'm not coming back. And she's like, if I have to go get ready somewhere else. And I'm like, what? Because for some reason, the ghost seems a lot friendlier to me or when I'm there. And, like, sometimes other people will experience it and they get really scared. So I...
Give me an example of somebody who's been over and got pretty freaked out by it.
Do we want to start with the harshest story like that first?
Yes.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Do they actually pull feet?
Okay, listen. So this is an ex-boyfriend of mine. He's probably going to listen to this. It's kind of funny. So I'm not going to say any names because he already knows who he is. One time we were standing outside. I was facing him. He was facing my house.
You guys were in the front and the back?
We were in the front.
Okay.
So you know I have that open area.
Yes.
All the lights were off.
Yeah, so the open area is like you're in the driveway.
Yeah.
You park your car and then you walk through a doorway, which is still outside.
Yeah, it's like and a it looks big like open.
Like it could be like a restaurant cafe before you walk to the house.
Patio?
Yeah, a big, huge patio.
There you go.
They moved the back gate from the back all the way up to the garage. So it's all open area. Mm. So my backyard goes from the front all the way around to the back. Mm-hmm. We're standing there and he's looking at my house. All the lights are off and only the TV's on. So you see the color of the TV moving, whatever. And he's looking, I have like kind of my arms around him. He's looking behind me. And then he gets like this weird look on his face, and he's like, you know, when you kind of turn your head sideways, like
you guys are looking at each other, but he's
facing my house,
facing the inside of the house,
and I'm facing the street.
Gotcha.
And he says, "Is your roommate home?" And I'm like, "No, she works graveyard." I said, "Why?" And he's like, and then he just kind of looks like he's in thought.
What time of the day is this?
Like 10
a.m. or p.m.
P.m.
Okay.
So I mean, it wasn't terribly late. It was like 9 or 10. And then he says, "Is your son home?" And I'm like, and I said, "Yeah, why?" And he said, "Well, he's really little though, right?" And I said, "Yeah, he was, I don't know, a few years old at the time, maybe 6 or 7 years old." And I said, "Yeah, but he's like, he's small, right?" And I said, "Are you okay?" I'm like, "What's happening?" And he said, "Well, I'm facing your house and I just saw somebody walk through your house right now." And I'm like, "Oh." And I just stop and he's like, "Oh?" And I'm like, "Oh, okay." Like, what in the whole world? It's so normal to me. I am like, "Are you scared?" And he says, "Well, no, it's just kind of weird." And I said, "Okay, that's just my friend. It's my friend
Casper."
Casper. That's exactly what I said as a joke. Like, "Oh, that's just Casper. As long as you're not scared." I said, "It doesn't bother me. Does it bother you?" And he's like, "No." And I'm like, "Okay." So fast forward months that we've been together. And he said, "You know, every time I spend the night, I feel like somebody's watching me in your room, like from the very, very corner. Like when we're laying down, I feel like I could see eyes, but I can't see the eyes. It's like a dark spot in the corner of the room up high."
Since it's Halloween.
Perfect. Always watching.
A good one, Freddie.
Okay, back to Michelle's story. Back inside Michelle's house.
A few weeks later, he had a company car. So when we were drinking, because we would always drink like on the weekends and get food and stuff, he couldn't drive his company car while he was drinking. So he would spend the night. So I knew that he couldn't leave until the morning when he sobered up.
Mm-hmm.
And I woke up like 7 a.m. and he's gone. And I'm like, "That's weird." And I was so sleepy that I didn't go downstairs to see if he was here. I just assumed he left. So I just go, "Okay, pull the covers back over and go back to bed." Like around 8, I hear my door open and him all the way walk across my room.
Mm-hmm.
He's visibly upset. And I'm like, "Hey, like, where did you go? Are you okay? It's just something happened last night and I had to go downstairs and sleep." And I said, "Well, what do you mean? What happened last night?" And he said, "Last night I was laying there. I woke up to something pulling me off of your bed." And I said, "What?" That was my reaction. "What?" And I said, "What do you mean?" And he said, "Sliding off of your bed from the top all the way down the bottom." And I start chuckling. I'm like, "That's stupid." I said, "Okay, that's kind of a weird dream." And he said, "Do I look like I'm kidding?" And I just couldn't even, I was like, "What is he talking about?"
Yeah.
And he said, "And it didn't feel like hands. It felt like claws."
The heck?
Oh, shoot.
And at this point, I am freaked out. And I stop and I say, "And you left me here? You left me here in the bed?"
Yeah.
And he says, "Well, what was I supposed to do? Babe, wake up. I'm scared."
Yes.
Yes. Absolutely.
Hello.
1,000% yes. And he said, "You were like peacefully asleep."
Oh, this
asleep.
Happened with you next to him.
Yes.
And
I felt, heard nothing. And if you guys knew me around that time, a pin could have dropped and I would wake up.
Pretty sure. But if
I am the lightest.
Say you're
sleeper.
That guy and you're in bed with Michelle and that happens to you. Do you wake Michelle up? What do? How do you react to that?
Scream.
Probably freak out too, because it hasn't happened to me. But
would you wake up Michelle
never
at that moment
to
or
me.
Not? Would you wait till the next day? What would you do? Would you go sleep downstairs? Would you stay in the bed?
If she believed in that, I would tell her. If she didn't believe in that, I would not tell her.
It was like almost like it kept me asleep on purpose. Like it wouldn't, so I wouldn't hear it.
Yeah.
It's always favored me. This ghost, whatever it is, it's always favored me. So I don't know if it's somebody that's like, "I don't like him for you." And he would not come. He would not come
jealous.
And stay. He would not come and stay after that for a long time.
Just don't put this story in your Tinder profile, Michelle.
No, I know, right? Now I know nobody's
so
going to want to come over and visit me.
What happened? Are you still talking to this guy?
Well, it's funny
guy?
Because I talked to him about it more recently. Maybe.
So you still talk. You guys are friends still.
Yeah. I mean, I don't talk to him very often at all. But when I do, I brought it up to him, and he's like, oh, my God.
You remember that?
He said, I almost forgot all about that. I said, how could you forget something like that? And he goes, maybe it's weird, like I blacked it out. Mm-hmm. Like, but now that you're bringing it back up to me, he's like, hell yeah, I remember. Like now it was all starting to come back to him, like that kind of stuff. And I said, I'll never forget, because you're my favorite story to use. Like when I tell people a ghost story, that's my favorite story to use, because it's so crazy that people wouldn't believe it.
Why do you think that happened?
Something's trying to get rid of him. Him only. Mm. Like.
Can you give me who he was?
I can't say his name because I think he might listen.
Oh.
You know him.
Off air.
Yeah.
Freddie knows him pretty well.
Oh, okay. I'll see you later.
Yeah.
Do you feel like something follows you around?
Oh, yeah. Definitely. I don't know if this person has always followed me, but one of the mediums that I go to, his wife is a spirit artist. So he describes who's next to you, and his wife draws them. Mm. Or she draws something that they show you so that you would know that it was them. So she's drawn people's pictures. I could show you after, we could put something on the website so you could see that. I saw one today that was like dead on, no pun intended, but dead on the person.
That follows you?
No. An example of her art.
Okay.
And somebody emailed them a picture later, like, this is who you drew. And it was like a side by side. I'm like, whoa,
yeah,
spot on. And they see dead celebrities and stuff, and they've drawn them and kind of thing. Mm. So they drew somebody that was not anybody that came to me in my reading.
Right.
And I'm like, it's a man, heavy set. He looked dark complected, but you can't really tell because it's a pencil drawing.
Yeah.
And they gave me this drawing and says, this is who I see with you, attached to you or seen with you. And for a long time, I had no idea. I kept it like on my mantle because I was hoping somebody would come in and be like, hey, how'd you get that picture of so-and-so? Because I didn't recognize them. And I once had a medicine man, an old Native American medicine man that is a healer. He's a certified healer. He lived in Texas, and I used to go to him or call him whenever I was feeling worried about something. And he would say, yeah, you need to go get your thyroid checked. Mm-hmm. He was right about it. That's why I have no thyroid anymore. He was like, it was crazy what he could see and do in his mind. So I took a photo of it and I sent it to my sister. She shows this guy that we call Grandpa because he's an older man. And he says, where did you get that from? And she's like, Michelle, like somebody drew a ghost that is following her. And this is who it is. And he says, tell her to burn it right now. And I'm like, what? And mind you, I've been having this thing on my mantle for like a long time. Mm. And he said, that man in that photo, when he was alive, he used to do horrible things here. And he has latched himself onto your sister and he's following her. And he is not a good man. Mm. And he said, tell her, I'm going to do whatever I have to do from my end. I'm going to do a prayer. I'm going to do whatever, how cleansing, whatever he does. But I, at this time, on this day, I need her to burn the picture. I had a friend that was there with me when I burned it. And he tells me that scared the living daylights out of me to be there with you doing it. And I kind of blacked out what happened. I keep asking him, like, and he's like, you don't remember? I said, I don't remember. He said, I never want to do that again. Mm-hmm. He said it freaked him out.
Yeah. What do you feel of the people who have never seen a ghost before? Why do you think that is?
I think they have. They just didn't know.
Yeah, maybe.
It was a ghost.
Maybe.
Interesting. Okay.
So you're saying it's never happened to you, right?
No.
As an adult?
No.
Freddie, I think there's somebody here right now. I don't know, man, but.
Well, to summarize it, how the other world is, you got to see the movie Ghost with Patrick Swayze and Demi Moore.
Mm-hmm.
It's when that movie came out, I immediately took my family, the ones that believe, and they love that movie because they agree. Yeah. They know that's the way it is, mm-hmm, that movie Ghost.
It's still one of my favorite movies.
Yes.
I could watch it over and over and over again. Yes.
There you go, yeah.
Unchained Melody.
This is the movie.
All I think about is when they're carving that clay together.
When they're holding it in the spinning wheel.
Yeah.
I love. It's a scary, scary, thought-provoking movie. It's like sad. and scary and kind of like all in one, huh?
Well, I'll leave you with that. This has been the, I guess, Halloween special. But honestly, as the host of the show, blew my mind hearing both Michelle Zuno and producer Ruben. Unexpected. Realizing that my co-hosts both know more than I thought.
Or you don't know us very well.
Apparently not.
Or you don't know us as good as you think you do.
Yeah. Oh, Freddie, what are you doing?
Freddie is scared out of his mind. If you guys could see his face right now, he is worried.
It's like, almost don't want to cut out anything. This is great.
Yeah.
So, oh yeah, by the way, before we conclude the show,
yeah,
next week's show, we're having a very special guest in studio.
Yes.
For the first time.
Yes.
She goes by the name of Christina Wall Street.
She is amazing in every way.
She's going to teach us how to make special Halloween themed drinks. And a lot more, right? She's a DIY expert, do-it-yourself expert. She's been featured on Fox News. She has her own website, and the list goes on. And she's going to be amazing. And she always has the greatest ideas for coming up with cool stuff for cheap.
Yeah, and she does it, like, holiday-related, too. So right now is all the Halloween stuff. If you want to go on her Instagram, you'll be able to see it all.
Yeah.
So cool.
That was Radio Flyer. My name is Freddie Rivera, the host. And on behalf of the entire team on Radio Flyer, Michelle Zuno, producer Ruben, we thank you for listening. Radio Flyer is available wherever podcasts are available, including Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and iHeartRadio. You can get a recap of all the shows at FreddieRivera.net. You can follow me on Instagram at Freddie Rivera. Michelle Zuno, you can follow her at Official Michelle Zuno. We thank you for listening. We'll be back next week for the Halloween special with Christina Wall Street. This is Radio Flyer.